Chapter 5, The Entertainment Trap. Groucho Marx once remarked, "I find television very educational. Every time someone switches one on, I go into another room and read a good book." The stats tell the story.
Americans spend half their free time in front of the television. 99% of households in America own at least one television, more than have refrigerators or indoor plumbing. 32% of households have two television sets, and 66% have three. The average time that television is on each day in the typical U.S. home is 7 hours, with individual viewing for adults topping 4 hours. That is 28 hours a week, or 2 months of nonstop television viewing every year. In a 65-year lifespan, the average person will have spent 9 years glued to the television, enough time to obtain at least 2 university degrees. American youngsters, on average, spend more time watching television than any other activity besides sleeping. Psychologist Dr. Jane Healy notes that by ages 3 to 5, the height of the brain's critical period for cognitive development, estimates place viewing time of the average child at 28 hours a week. Average time for elementary students runs at about 25 hours a week, and for high schoolers, 28 hours a week, approximately 6 times the hours spent doing homework. When television time is combined with playing video games, many teens are spending 35 to 55 hours in front of the television or game station every week, according to a study by the American Academy of Pediatrics. Retired award-winning news analyst Robert McNeil asks, quote, "When before in human history has so much humanity collectively surrendered so much of its leisure to one toy, one mass diversion? When before has virtually an entire nation surrendered itself wholesale to a medium for selling?" End quote. Watching television has become a major leisure activity, but ironically, sitting in front of the tube is more likely than any other leisure activity to leave people passive, tense, and unable to concentrate. In fact, sitting in front of the television for long periods of time leaves people in a worse mood than when they started watching. Creative thinking, socializing, and individual or group reflection have been replaced by scripted reality in many homes. But meaningful mental and social activities produce a wiser, more productive, and fulfilled people, ultimately creating a safer society.
Plug-in drug.
With those stats before us, it's sobering to consider that television can have a hypnotic and possibly addictive effect on the brain. The term television addict has become proverbial in our society and even a subject of commentary by researchers.
This concludes disc number 1 of Living Free for the last part of chapter 5 and chapter 6 through 9. Insert disc number 2.